This is
For a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. In this episode, we are going to discuss tawakkul. Tawakkul is a very important concept. What do we mean by tawakkul? Many of us have heard of the concept of tawakkul, but still we do not have a clear concept of what tawakkul is. As Muslims, we should never underestimate the need to take precautions to protect ourselves. We are taught to take precautions as much as we can and then leave the rest to Allah. And leaving the rest to Allah is what we mean by tawakkul, is what the concept of tawakkul is about. We strengthen our faith by increasing our prayers and supplications to Allah and doing that which pleases Him. So tawakkul has largely to do with consigning your matters to Allah and putting your trust in Allah. As I said, a lot of people unfortunately have no clear concept of tawakkul and they do not have a proper understanding of what tawakkul is and what it means. But there are verses in the Quran which says, فَإِذَا عَذَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ أَللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah announces His love for the people of tawakkul. Allah announces His love for those people who leave the matter to Allah. So when you are firm in making decision, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you are firm in making a decision, then have tawakkul in Allah. For surely Allah loves the people of tawakkul, verse 159 of chapter 3. So not only this, but Allah says He is enough for those who have tawakkul in Him. Hasbunallah ni'mal wakil. That is what we usually hear from scholars, from people who give lectures. Whoever has tawakkul in Allah, He is sufficient for them. And this is the translation of Hasbunallah ni'mal wakil. You have probably realized that, for example, tawakkul is not putting everything to God and not doing anything yourselves. You know, tawakkul means that you have to take every precautionary measure to protect yourselves, to achieve your goals and to pursue your objectives. At the same time, put your trust in Allah. That's what tawakkul is. And Allah is referred to as al-wakil in the Quran, which can be loosely translated as the guardian, you know. Hasbunallah ni'mal wakil means that God is, you know, sufficient. And He is the best wakil, the best. He is the one who can be the best of all guardians. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best of guardians. So wakil means guardian, someone who can be trusted. And the term wakil is a legal term which refers to a power of attorney. It is someone you trust, who you transfer responsibility to, knowing that they will make decisions on your behalf in your best of interests. Allah is our wakil, meaning we transfer responsibility to Him and Him alone to take care of us and do things in the best of our interests. In other words, He is our guardian, He is our protector and always our back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Now, there is actually a saying from the Holy Prophet who says, "Aqil thumma tawakkal." And also there is a proverb in Arabic which says, "Aqil al-ba'ir thumma tawakkal." You know, when the Prophet said, "Tie your camel," we can understand this as lock your car. You have to tie your camel to something and make sure that your camel is tied to something and it does not walk away and it does not run away. And then you can do tawakkul. So it means that you have to do every precautionary, you have to take every precautionary measure to protect your property, to protect your house, to protect your belongings. And then after taking every measure, you can trust Allah, you can leave the rest to Allah. In modern time, of course, we can say you should lock your car instead of saying tie your camel. Because a person who has misunderstood tawakkul will once they have parked their car, okay, they will leave their windows down, leave their valuables and belongings on display and not lock their car. Okay, they would say that Allah will look after the car and then there is nothing to worry about. Such individuals, of course, don't actually have tawakkul. Instead, they have something called tamanni, which is actually having false hopes in Allah. As Muslims, as someone who know that God sees the truth and God protects everything, we have to take every measure to protect ourselves. Of course, we have to lock our doors when we leave our house. We have to lock our car when we leave our car. We should protect our property, our valuables. We should not leave anything on display. And we should not leave anything exposed to the criminals, to the thieves. And after we protect ourselves and everything, then we can leave the rest to God. The true meaning of tawakkul is that we do whatever we can and then leave the rest to Allah. This is what tawakkul actually is. In other words, we put our windows up, take valuable belongings with us, then lock our cars, and we then trust Allah and that Allah will take care of it for us. Okay, and this is what tawakkul means. And even if something were to happen, we can still find solace in knowing that we did what we could and that the rest was up to the qada and qadar of Allah. Because the things which have happened is out of our control. We have fulfilled our responsibility and done what we were supposed to do. To make the story short and to be brief, to summarize, for the sake of, for the brevity of time, I would say that tawakkul, dear brothers and sisters, it is an essential part of our faith, and correctly understanding and applying it is what helps us navigate and get through life. You know, may Allah make us from the people of true tawakkul. May Allah help us consign our matters to Allah. May Allah help us put our trust in Allah. And may He grant us goodness in this life and the next. So tawakkul is an essential element of faith. Without tawakkul, of course, we will always live a life of distrust. We will always live a life of anxiety, a life full of worry, a life full of stress and depression. But if we consign our matters to Allah and if we put our trust on God, then obviously we will live in solace, we will live in comfort, we will live in peace, and we will live in confidence. And that's what we should always do. We should consign our matters to Allah and put our trust in Him. And as long as we put our trust in Allah, as long as we leave the matter to Allah after taking every precautionary measure, then our conscience is clear and we are not to blame ourselves. Inshallah, we will carry on our discussions in the following episode regarding hope, regarding tawakkul, and these are the concepts which need to be discussed further. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. So all I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh. Love is all I need.